As always, there was a good crowd for the Demolition Derby and ATV Rodeo this past weekend. For the next couple of days, Summit County Fair Chairman Dirk Rockhill says the home and fine art entries will be coming in, the livestock stalls will begin to fill up, and the judging will begin.
By Thursday afternoon, everything is full-blown. All of the, you know, like the exhibitions, the booster open, the rabbits, the barrel racing, all of the livestock events are in full force. Thursday night, the culmination of the Little Buckaroo Rodeo, which is fun to watch. You know, if you're not doing anything, grab the kids, grab the rest of your family, come down, have a hamburger, and watch these youth rodeos. It's really fun.
The livestock auction will be held Saturday. He says local kids have raised and cared for their animals, and now they're putting them up for sale. He says they're high-quality animals, and the money that the auction brings in can make a big difference in a kid's life.
If I were a business and I wanted to support a person selling that has raised and sold an animal, you can boost the price. You get with Sterling Banks, and you say, Sterling, I want to put $300 towards a steer. Sterling will gather four or five businesses that have donated a small amount of money, and he'll say, you know, this business, along with this business, has contributed to buying this steer. And that money goes directly to the kids. My own kids, for instance, they used that money for college. My son graduated last year. He'd been showing for 5 or 6 years. His livestock money paid for his college tuition for a complete year.
There will be grand champions and runner-ups chosen. Rockhill says the judging is based on the overall animal.
A grand champion steer is a steer that has good legs. He is able to walk, you know. A lot of times we just need animals to be animals, and they need to be able to eat. They need to be able to walk. They need to be able to move. And sometimes, you know, in genetics, we breed out some of those things. We're trying to get back to a more natural animal. All of our animals are fed natural supplements. They're not given any of the antibiotics. They're not given any of the shots. There are absolutely none of the growth hormones allowed in any of the competitions. All of these animals in the livestock show are natural animals.
The PRCA Rodeo, a ticketed event, will be held Friday and Saturday nights. Tickets are still available online. The new fair organizers, using staff from the Park City Market, he says, have done a good job adding some excitement to the fair while keeping the tradition alive.
We've laid out the fairgrounds so they're a little more user-friendly. We have free shuttles so that you can park farther away from the fair, get to the fair without spending any money, buy some food, go watch the rodeo, and we have a great fireworks show after the rodeo. It's going well. Kimberly and Travis were able to bring some elements to the fair that we've been missing. We're trying to revive the fair. Nationwide, fairs in counties and states are declining. Attendance is declining. Activities are declining. We hope that by incorporating some of what Kimberly and Travis do, that we were able to try to revive the Summit County Fair.
Dirk Rockhill is the chairman of the Summit County Fair. A schedule of events is online at summitcountyfair.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.